fat man was dead. When they found him, he had more holes in him than a pine cone full of bees. I never liked him much, but he was my partner, so that's something. With Houston gone, it was only me and the secretary, Jonah. Jonah called me that morning, said I had a visitor.
A Miss St. Clair?
Yeah.
Got a visitor.
Send him in. He was small and sallow, sort of like a candle made of animal fat, or a cardboard box full of cannolis. He was dressed in a fine gray charcoal suit that looked more expensive than a Bombay chicken made of sapphires. What do you want?
You are Aunt Miss St. Clair, yes?
Yes.
You are a private investigator, yes?
Yes.
I am Mr. Thebes. I require your services. There is an object that is very important to me. I need you to find it.
He had a sort of dulled intensity, like a spoon made of butter. What is this object, Mr. Thebes?
It is a statuette, an Incan work of unsurpassed value. A wombat of solid 24-karat gold. They call it the Andean Wombat. I will reward you handsomely to fetch it for me.
The offer seemed good, so I took it. I took it like a bear takes a treadmill. With Houston gone, cases were few and far between.
I have reason to believe that the Wombat is in the possession of one Mr. Parvalescu. He has it in a safe deposit box somewhere. I need it very badly. I need for you to find that safe deposit box and bring the Wombat to me.
Maybe it was stealing. I didn't care. I was as used to stealing as a starfish is used to paying for groceries and wampum. I'll do it, Mr. Thebes. But I'll need some money up front. Operating expenses. You understand.
How about $300?
Yeah, that works. I followed up on the leads Mr. Thebes gave me. A pair of broken spectacles and an envelope with the address of the Hotel Perdido. I made my way there and sashayed up to the desk clerk.
Can I help you?
Yes.
Who are you looking for? Are you looking for someone?
He was short and sweating like a chia pet in a Moldovan prison. I'm looking for Constantine Parvalescu.
Let me check the room. The looking up the room with the look in and let me looking up. Room 109, miss.
Is he in?
Yes! Yes, he is, yes.
I had reduced him to a sniveling pulp, a bowl full of kittens rolled in moistened cornstarch. I made my way up to the room and knocked three times.
Come in.
It's you!
It was Artemis St. Clair, my old partner.
It was Houston, the partner I'd taken for dead, and he was encroaching on my interior monologue.
This was my interior monologue. I don't know what you're trying to pull, Missy, but...
At any rate, it was getting confusing. More confusing than a poodle dipped in pudding.
Your analogies never even made sense.
That doesn't matter. What are you doing here, Houston? I'm looking for Constantine Parvalescu.
It seems you've found him, Artemis. I am Constantine Parvalescu. And Wensleydale Houston. And on Fridays and bank holidays, I'm a dance hall barmaid named Daisy. But that's not important right now. I assume you've come for the Wombat.
Yes. Yes, I have, Wensleydale.
I knew thieves would send someone eventually, but I didn't expect you to show up. You see, thieves would do anything to get the Wombat from me. I had to fake my own death in order to allay suspicion that I possessed the thing. Apparently, it didn't fool him.
You're right, fat man. It didn't fool me for a second, and now your former partner has lured me right to you.
Ah, thieves, popping out of the shadows to point a gun at me. How typically underhanded. How vile. How expected. Didn't you think I'd prepared for this contingency?
Well, no, I was hoping you hadn't.
Well, I did. I happen to have the Andean Wombat right here in my possession. If you shoot me, I will throw it out of the window, where it will be certain to be dented very seriously.
No, no, you wouldn't dare.
I would, Thebes. I certainly...
No, you wouldn't, Parvalescu. You were always too fat to move quickly. Especially in grade school, when we were gym partners. You lost that three-legged race for us so long ago on that fateful field day. Now it comes full circle, Parvalescu. Now I have revenge for that awful day of shame. Now I have... The Andean wombat! Isn't it beautiful, Miss St. Clair?
You just murdered my partner. What do you expect me to say?
I don't know. Isn't it pretty and stuff?
Yes, but my partner... Oh, well, he was dead and fat anyway. Aren't you going to pay me?
I'll tell you something, Miss St. Clair. I never pay for anything I don't have to.
He was pointing that gun at me in an awfully threatening way, like a carnival plushie made of Tabasco sauce.
I've already left one body here, so two won't be much of a stretch. Prepare to... No! I dropped the wombat! Wait a second. That's not gold. That's gold foil, and it's covering chocolate! No!
His momentary distraction allowed me to draw my gun, like a panther in Spain. Happy Easter, mother f***er. I wrapped the wombat in newspaper. The fat man's papers revealed the location of the true wombat. I hucked it and took the chocolate one home. It turned out to be delicious. Jonah and I ate it with a pint of Ben & Jerry's all-natural Vermont ice cream. Available in your local grocery store's freezer section or at a Ben & Jerry's near you.